您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com， 点击 Roundtable。 Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。 Chinese people eat 46 billion packs of instant noodles a year and 34 packs per person. 资料显示中国人每年呢会消费462亿包方便面，算下来大概人均是34包。Is that a bit too many? Well, first of all, you know, do you guys eat above or below the 34 packs line?
I've never reached that magic number. And in the old days when I was living overseas, I wanted a packet of home once in a while, and it was instant noodles that I would go for. So,
where did you get the instant noodles, though?
Well,
did you get them shipped from China? Or?
I used to just get them from the Chinese supermarket in Beijing, and I would bring it with me overseas
right.
To make sure that it's the exact flavor of home that I would get. But actually, it's a bit sad to say it's, you know, a reference of home, because my mom's home cooking is so much better than instant noodles. But when you're overseas, that's all you can get.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's like McDonald's for me sometimes. I mean, McDonald's is a taste of home, but as we all know, it's pretty crappy.
Yeah.
And it's not really representative of American cuisine or you know, the quality of my mother's cooking either. But memory is memory. And, you know, food and taste have a very strong link, perhaps the strongest link, or the power to evoke certain feelings and memories. But 34 packs per year, that sounds disgusting. I mean, because instant noodles, if you think about it, all it is processed carbohydrates, which are bad for you, and then salt and oil. Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Actually, I think 34 per year isn't too bad, but when you count China's base population as it is into the equation, that's really horrifying when you see that humongous figure.
Well, 34 per year is about one pack every week for 9 months.
Yeah.
Or, so it's quite a bit.
You know, or something like one pack in 1.5 weeks or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think as to the accusation that is unhealthy, which many people agree. Yes, yes. But, you know, I think...
Are you trying to defend your own eating habits here?
No, I don't eat instant noodles. My husband does. But
you're trying to defend your husband's eating habits here?
No. Please allow me to finish.
Sorry.
What I'm trying to say is that it's not as bad or harmful as people think. It's not nutritious, certainly. And it has some additives, certainly. And it's being fried, so a lot of oil and carbohydrates, like you said, certainly. So it's not nutritious. But to say that it's poisonous or you will die if you eat too many of it is a bit too
much. I wouldn't go that far. But, you know, humans cannot live long without certain types of vitamins. And if those vitamins are not being provided in your diet, you are not going to be healthy, number one. And so, yes, of course, they are not nutritious. But in that sense, they are anti-nutritious, because if you are eating instant noodles, again, it's basically just carbohydrates, salt, and oil, well, then more than likely you're going to get full on that and you're not going to eat other stuff.
Well, that's the point. When people have a cup of noodles, they want to fill their stomach up quickly and easily, I suppose. And often it is those who are not really foodies, like Xiao Hua, those who just want to, like...
That's a horrible accusation to make about anyone.
What do you mean? I say foodie in most positive light.
So wait, are you calling her one, or are you not calling her one?
She has self-proclaimed herself to be a proud foodie many times. Don't you listen to our show?
No.
Aren't you here?
Yeah.
Well,
I think so.
My point is, it's, you know, those who just want a quick dinner, lunch, whatever, that usually go for these.
Yeah, I think that definitely, I mean, you know, you can make instant noodles healthier than they are.
Yes.
I think that's definitely a possibility, but we have no way of knowing that looking at consumption rates and like what people are actually doing. I mean, from what I usually see, you know, using what some people are calling anecdata now, right, is, you know, people who are on an airplane, people who are waiting in the airport, people who are on the train or waiting in the train station. This is where a lot of the instant noodles are being consumed. And in those situations, there's absolutely no way to make it healthier, because you're not going to be bringing, you know, vegetables. yeah. fresh vegetables
well,
with
that
you.
Is true. But, you know, also if you compare it with, you know, gutter oil or these mala tang on the street side, or, you know, which one is more poisonous? I think it's hard to say.
Well, no one's saying it's poisonous, and I don't think anyone's suggesting that people should be eating gutter oil either.
No, but we probably are already eating gutter oil without ourselves knowing. Well, and if you're eating instant noodles, at least it's being manufactured by a brand, you know, a legitimate factory.
Well, legitimate factories have a history of not producing the safest stuff either.
Oh, that's true.
So it's sort of like a buy, be aware situation. But earlier there has been this discussion about the cup, the plastic inside, the polystyrene cup that carries these instant noodles, which you need to put boiled water into it. And when that could be a source of unhealthy elements being released into the noodles. However, that was being considered as a false information.
Yeah, that's true. So Draco says, I was once a big fan of instant noodles until my mom told me the more I eat, the duller I will be. But is this kind of saying true? You know,
I mean
more stupid, I guess. That's
I think so as well. I mean, I think for me, this is just about nutrition and making nutrition choices. If you're choosing to eat instant noodles, you're not choosing to eat more nutritious food.